This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. And over the years I've helped, or at least I hope I've helped, hundreds of learners to improve their English. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
Today's learner is Hawa Shafat from Somalia. Presenter Vicky Sullivan visited Hawa at work. Here's a clue to what Hawa does for a living.
That's a bus garage in South London, where Hawa works as a bus driver. I went there to meet her to talk about her English.
My name is Hawa Shafat. I'm from Somalia. I came to England 5 years ago, and I'm a bus driver.
And how long have you been learning English? Did you learn English before you came to Britain, or only when you came here?
When I came here. If you're studying in Somalia, most of the subjects is writing in English. They're not using to talk the language, actually.
Right, so you had experience of writing in English, but not really of speaking, is that right?
Yes.
So, do you think you have any specific problems with your English, things which you'd like help with?
Okay, it's mostly about speaking the English, you know, like before I didn't match that good speaking and now it's just a little bit still that I need a little bit more to improve for speaking, especially the verb, you know, sort of thing, like the word is getting me sometimes confused.
Okay, so you get confused about vocabulary?
For example, because in my language we didn't have this he or she. In here we got she, he, it. 'Cause that's still sometimes she and he is okay for me. It like use animals and one using for human being. That's still sometimes I got stuck on it. And sometimes if I speak to somebody about animals, you see me, I'm just like he or she, you know. Still like got a little bit of problem of it.
Okay, so you have some problems with aspects of using pronouns, for example, he, she, and it, and which ones should be used when, because that's different in your own language. So when you, if you're reading and you look up a word to know what it means, do you find it easy to remember vocabulary, or do you have trouble remembering what different words mean?
Sometimes I find it very easy and sometimes I find it very hard. It depends, you know.
Do you have any kind of a system for remembering vocabulary?
Yes, what I do, I write down in a piece of paper or my rough book and that way I will remember. Like if I finish work every night, I go home and look in that paper, you know, to try to flash it back. Normally I do that like every 2-3 days, what word I miss it or what I don't understand. I just write down and, you know, to come and have a look 2-3 times. If I go on it through, it will get on my head straight away.
With your pronunciation, do you find that people usually understand you, or do you have problems sometimes that people don't understand you because of your accent or your pronunciation?
Yes, some people, they don't understand me. You know, maybe they understand just a little bit. They didn't get me, you know, what actually I was talking about. They just got a little bit of clue.
Why do you think that is?
Because sometimes I'm talking something and they're just looking at me, you know, like they don't know, oh, something she's talking about, we don't know what is it. Because that way I can even feel about it, you know. They didn't understand what I'm talking about.
And what aspects of your pronunciation do you think are a problem? Why do you think people sometimes can't understand your voice?
It's just how the way I talk, that I'm pronounced, how the way I pronounce the word, and that sometimes I'm trying to talk quick, and it seems like I miss some word in the middle, and that's why they don't understand.
Right, okay, so sometimes you're talking very quickly, you're not pronouncing the words fully, perhaps. Do you speak very quickly in your own language?
Yes, I do.
You've just heard Hawa Shafat from Somalia explaining her worries about speaking English, choosing the correct pronouns, and getting the speed of speech right. So what does Karen Adams think can be done?
Well, I think there are three things she can do. First of all, she mentions the problem with personal pronouns. And I don't think this is a very big problem. I think she can actually just relax a little bit. Particularly, she mentions the problems about using pronouns when she's talking about animals. And this is a problem which native speakers have as well. Normally, I would recommend that if you're talking about animals and if you feel quite friendly towards them, you can use he or she. If you're not really an animal lover, you might use it. The second thing that Hawa can do is actually to correct herself. It's very important that she has realised that this is actually a problem. And now she can actually start to monitor what she says. And if she notices she's made a mistake, then she can say, oh, sorry, I mean she, or no, sorry, I mean he. So this self-correction and monitoring is very important.
Okay, so not to worry too much if she's talking about animals. Nobody's really going to mind
Absolutely.
One way or the other. But to keep an eye on what she's saying and to correct herself.
Absolutely, yeah. And the other thing that she spoke about is the speed at which she speaks. And this is often a problem for learners. Now, one thing that she can do is to think about how many ideas she's expressing and to stop and breathe between each idea. So, for example, she says, I came to England 5 years ago, one idea, and I'm a bus driver, another idea. So instead of having one long, fast sentence, she can chunk her ideas into two groups. I came to England 5 years ago, and I'm a bus driver, and slow down when she's saying it.
Okay, so for Hawa to slow down her speech, she should just think more about what she's saying and how the sentence is broken up into different sections rather than one long, gabbled, kind of long sentence.
Absolutely, yeah.
Advice there from teacher Karen Adams. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. And what about Hawa? What did she think of Karen's advice? I went back to talk to her to find out.
Karen advised me to try to speak slow, and that way I can, you know, pronounce the word. If I try to speak faster, no one will understand that. And I think that's a quite a good idea for it. That way people will understand what I'm talking about. My language is Swahili. I speak Swahili. It's really fast, the way how we speak at home. I think most of the other people using slow. They can speak slow. Think about it before you talk or what you want to say first. Just thinking before you talk anything about it. Most is it explain about it is also using for the animals and this, and she explained about she for the ladies and he for the men. I think the advice is quite helped me up quite a few. She says if the people got animals and they use he or she because they know what they, you know, the animal. I think it's okay because if you don't know, you have to use it. If you know, you can use he or she. I think I will try and get the advice what she's got it. I start using the advice what she gave it to me, and I took some copy of it. And I took two of my friends. I just give it to them to have a look through. It seemed like I will get through and have a look around. And I'll try to explain for more people to get on my community to using that and how they can learning the way, you know, how the language is.
And that brings us to the end of today's English Makeover. Here's a quick summary of Karen's advice. Do you sometimes have problems choosing the right personal pronoun? In general, in English, it's he or she for people and it for things. But what about animals? Well, that depends on your feelings. Your own beloved pet might seem more like a person, so use he or she. But if you don't know the animal, you're more likely to use it. Perhaps you find that people don't understand you because you speak English too fast and get the rhythm wrong. Take more breaths and pause more. Think about what you're saying and separate different ideas. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. Join the English Makeover team again next time for more advice to improve your English.